Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Support American-made, tariff-free clothing with American Giant with American Giant. They aren't affected by tariffs because their clothing products never left the U.S. Get 20% off your first order when you use promo code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
It's EV News Briefly for Tuesday 24th of June. Everything EV in less than 5 minutes. If you haven't got the 25 minutes needed for today's podcast, Patreon supporters get them ad-free as well, so they save even more time. Hyundai's Alexio SUV blends the EGMP platform with a nice BYD battery and amazing pricing, about $19,000 equivalent, all-wheel drive, front-wheel drive, fast charging, big battery, big SUV as well. It's a Hyundai, but it's not an Ioniq, but it's on the same platform, and it's only for China, so it's forbidden fruit. But that looks like a very sweet vehicle. AESC is a cell maker, and they've temporarily paused building cylindrical cells in the US. Is this a political ploy to argue and campaign and lobby to keep the current rules in place, which I think make total sense because they've spent over $1 billion already, and now the new political direction in the US is to remove those tax credits, which makes these business cases unsustainable. And they said they would walk away from the US and leave the battery plant half done. However, they're meant to be supplying BMW and those new cylindrical cells, the 4695s or 46120s. The South Koreans, LG, Samsung SDI, could step in and supply BMW if that supply falls through. Not the work of a moment, but it's possible. BYD has denied the seal is about to get solid-state battery. Some media reports went with that yesterday. I didn't, because it looked a little bit sus to me. And so it's one of the stories that I filtered out, not to waste your time with. And then 24 hours later, BYD says, no, the information is false. We're aiming for about 2030 on solid-state, and that's an optimistic timeline if everything goes very, very well. Pure solid-state batteries will be a big advancement in tech, but they're not road ready now. BYD will bring 6 models to the UK over the next year. That's impressive. They're really expanding here, aren't they, very quickly. And BYD did really well last month in May, selling almost 400,000 vehicles globally. The big growth coming from exports in China. So how's China doing at the minute? Obviously, we're in the last week of June, so the data isn't in, but it's looking like China will sell about 1.1 million EVs this month in June. That would be a market share of 55% new energy vehicle. I mean, it's not Norway, but you're well over halfway. Sort of puts the rest of us to shame, doesn't it? China is not slowing down for a second on going electric. Envision is the battery cell maker. They are going to build a big battery storage in France to support the grid for what they call frequency regulation. Uber drivers say that they're happy to go EV. There is no longer a consideration of cost going EV, which it used to be. Now Uber drivers say they're more concerned with making sure the charging infrastructure expands. And that's a good thing, because when the CEO of Tesla fired the charging team earlier this year, the very highly rated and very successful head of that department, Rebecca Tannucci, turned up at Uber. And that is a very, very good hire for that business to help its drivers go electric and make sure there is charging infrastructure for Uber drivers. Electric Era just opened up. They're a Seattle firm. Just opened up a 6-stall charging site at Costco in Northport, Florida in 54 days. They did it because it's battery supported. So haven't got to wait 2, 3, 4 years and the rest. for new transformers and utility grid connection upgrades, add a battery, work with the grid you've got, and they did it in less than 2 months to get a site in. That's a 2-3-4 year process in many cases. Exceptional. Well done. Used EV prices are down over the last 2 years by about 24% here in the UK. And the Wuling Bingo is a new electric SUV for China, starting at about $11,000. That's briefly.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.